What myself and Deputy Doherty are having a public meeting at 7 p.m. this evening in the Glenties Community Centre, and it is about regional imbalance, delivering balanced regional development in the west of Ireland and in the northwest is a priority for us in Sinn Féin. So it's been very much the forefront of the work that I've been doing out in Brussels at an EU level. The EU has downgraded our region to being one, what they refer to as a lagging region. It's been has been in transition, that it's caught in the development trap. These are all the terms that the EU now describes where we are. So we need to see a policy of positive discrimination to try and turn around and revitalise our economy in the west and northwest. And that's a priority for us in Sinn Féin. So this evening's meeting is a chance for us to listen, for us to engage, to hear the concerns from both individuals and community and county-wide groups in Donegal, so that we can take that not only at a national level, but also at a European level, and that when and if we get the opportunity to lead government, we can begin to have, try and reverse the regional imbalance that we're suffering in our region. And I always reference one key statistic when out of the European Union, because they all, you know, think of the Irish state as being one that's very well off. And I say this one stat is that our region, out of 234 regions in the European Union, is at 218, which means that we are in the bottom 15 or 16 regions in terms of infrastructural development. That's our rails, our roads, our ports and our airports. And that simple stat alone exemplifies how much we have been put on the, you know, on the back foot in regards to development across the state. So this meeting is about, as I said, us going out. It's engaging. It's one of a series of meetings that I've been doing across the Western region. And as I said, the information that we hear, the conversations that we have, hopefully with people this evening, will continue to form and help Sinn Féin evolve our policy on ensuring we address regional imbalance and making sure that our region is treated the exact same, and that we in the west of Ireland, in the northwest of Ireland, are no longer treated as second class.
And Donegal, as you mentioned, it has so much to offer and has been named as one of the best places in the world to visit. So it will attract more people, and it's also close to the border with Northern Ireland. So it makes sense that investment in infrastructure and other resources is forthcoming.
Absolutely. You know, we have that infrastructure deficit. And at the end of the day, you know, we in government, you know, can only do so much in terms of providing the framework. And that's our job, is to ensure the infrastructure is there to allow then our innovators, our SMEs, you know, our tourism sector, our, you know, bringing in inward investment, all are able to come in then, and that they have the tools infrastructurally to be able to ensure that the Northwest and Donegal in particular, which has decades of governmental neglect, are prioritised, and that's very, very important for us, because there's Donegal in particular has, you know, the Northwest Regional Assembly brought out a report there a number of months ago, and they showed that in terms of disposable income per person, that Donegal was the lowest in the state, with only about three quarters of the statewide average. So we need to address these issues. We need to promote the Atlantic Economic Corridor as a priority, and we need to just make sure that we get a fair crack of the whip.